This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday night show. Yes, we are live. It's Sunday evening. And not only that, but we're doing a show where you can call in and bring up anything that's on your mind. The number to do that, if you want to talk to us tonight, is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, the word free. And, of course, we are Free Talk Live. And we tonight is me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
Now, coming up, I want to just launch right into the content here. Mark, you had an unbelievable story. This is just a warning for folks listening. At least I think this is going to be kind of a depressing story.
It's disturbing, there's no doubt.
Well, actually, you know, scratch that, because we do actually have a call on the line with the show out. So let's just go right to the phones, because that's what Free Talk Live is about. Let's talk to Ty. Hi, Ty. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, boy, that was really fast. I hardly had a chance to get ready. Hey, I just wanted to talk a little bit more about something I called in about on Friday, and I ran into a bit of a roadblock because I couldn't get a single one of the three co-hosts to even agree that there's such a thing as objective reality.
I heard your call, Ty. Now, can you just recap real quick for the people who maybe didn't hear the show? Free Talk Live is on every single night of the week. But people listening on Sunday may not have heard Friday's show.
People on this show right now may not have heard Friday's show, like me.
Well, I was just discussing some ideas about consciousness and awareness and the difference between objectivity, subjectivity, you know, experience, and ran into a little bit of a roadblock because nobody would even agree that there is such a thing as objectivity. It may be all in our imagination, that there may be some sort of a programmer, that we're in some sort of a simulation or whatnot, you know?
All those things may be true, but the simulation has objective reality, right?
I mean, I think it's nonsense because everybody pretty much lives their lives as though there is reality that exists outside of their perception. Like, we don't walk around thinking that we're just going to fall into a hole in the ground that we can't see or fly off the edge of a cliff.
Right. We're not science fiction writers here. So we can all sit down and agree, you know, that the thing we're stepping on is the ground. The thing we're sitting at is a table. The objects we're sitting on are chairs. Like, these, I find the...
I really wonder why, like, I mean, okay, like, the other hosts that were on Friday night are people that I like and respect, but I just, it's really hard for me to see why somebody would not believe that there's an
I wonder why the
reality.
Hell they don't look, why they look both ways when they cross the street.
Yeah.
I mean, if we're not talking about objective reality here, don't worry about the truck.
Exactly. You know, I just wanted to kind of go over real quick, if it's okay, some of my ideas, because I think there's a lot of confusion out there about objective reality, subjective experience, and another common idea that I think is a little bit fallacious, this idea that perception is reality.
Oh, yeah, I think that's fallacious, too. I can't wait to hear what
reality.
You have to say. Go ahead.
This is kind of like an elevator speech I've been working on all day, about
Lay
a minute and a half.
Us.
Let me see how it goes here. Objectivity, or reality, is what is. It is universally valid, whether it is acknowledged or not. Subjectivity is the individuated experience of reality. Reality is universal and impersonal, while experience is individual and very personal. Reality is valid by definition, while experience is valid if and only if it corresponds with reality.
And works.
Yeah. I agree with you.
Well, now the perception is reality thing is often used in sort of an advertising context. And in that case,
I believe there are people who absolutely believe that, especially if they've done a lot of drugs. And now, like,
let me continue on here, because this gets into the perception part. Now, I want to talk about edges. An edge is a place where interactions happen between two related but different things. The edge between reality and experience is an imaginal place called perception. It's where our waking consciousness lives. I say imaginal and not imaginary, because the imaginary is something realistic but not real, while the imaginal is a mental representation of something real or something we wish to make real.
All right, because you lost me. Sorry, Ty. It's getting a little abstract.
Your thoughts, see, it's hard to say what is internal and what's external. Do you see the world, or are you forming an image in your mind of what the world is? You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So when you think about Brian, you form an image in your mind that represents Brian. It's symbolic of Brian.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with language. Language is a symbol of meaning. That's what I'm talking about as far as imaginal.
Okay.
Now, what this comes down to is that we are causal agents in this perceptual edge between reality and experience, because our actions affect reality. Perception allows us to be creative participants in reality. Now, I think that's where people get confused and say perception is reality. Perception is just that area of interaction between what is real and our subjective experience of what is real and what we want to create in the world.
So what's the usefulness of this information, I guess, is what I always ask myself, because I usually shut down in these conversations. If I can't can't get my point across in 45 seconds, it's like I'm done having the conversation, because it's like, why are we talking about this again? You're going to leave this, and you're going to expect when you take a step forward that the floor is going to be there and that you're not going to step off of a cliff that you didn't see. Well, so like, why?
I think this is important to talk about, because there's a lot of people who think that what they think is their reality, you know, becomes the reality, like, as in it becomes the universe, not that
right,
that's what they're thinking
in
their mind.
Like,
yes, because otherwise you're creating victimhood, okay, with people.
That's true.
If you don't, if people think that what they think is what's out there and it's not objective, but it's subjective, then they think that they are bringing upon themselves, say, bad things or whatever. And that is absolute nonsense. No, guess what? Bad things will happen to you no matter what you're thinking. Okay. And so it can create, I think that this message of you create your reality, not in that you
you're
affect
that
your
people,
reality,
people
but as in you
blamed.
Literally, like a god, create your reality, can create a very, very serious issue, a case of victimhood, a case of a lack of, not empowerment, but actually being de-empowered.
Are you saying that people blame themselves for bad things that happen?
I think there's a message being taught out there by people that would effectually cause people to blame themselves for bad things.
Okay, Ty?
And this ties back to what I was talking about on Friday, this a different kind of transhumanism idea. You know, the basic transhumanism idea that's popular right now is the idea of robot bodies or enhanced humanity. And I think that actually what we need, what is better, is to become fully human. And that means to really use our faculties and to understand the nature of reality, the nature of subjective experience, and how we interact with reality in this perceptual construct. Because that perceptual area is where technology and art exists. It's where we create things. That is our creative area for living within the world. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think I can understand what you're getting at, Ty. But, you know, we actually have a call on the phone lines. This is a person who wants to talk to you. They said they have a question for you. So I'm not sure how this is going to work. We'll try it. Oh, he just dropped off. Sorry. It was it was James in Arizona. He said he had a question for you, but he dropped off. So anyway, is there anything else you wanted to say about this, Ty?
Well, there's more I'd like to add eventually, but it's too much to really go into on a short call. You know, I'd like to get back into this, how it goes into spirituality and religion. I think that spirituality is a very good thing, but I think that you have to keep yourself grounded, because we are a threefold conscious being. We have a mind, we have a heart, the emotional part, and we have a body. And all three of those are necessary to be who we are. If you lose your body, you are no longer you. You know? You're technically dead.
Okay, and that's really interesting, because
there's consciousness beyond that.
Yeah, because now people are talking about what if you could upload your consciousness to the internet or to a robot body. You'd no longer have a physical body, so would that affect your consciousness? Would you no longer be you?
I would say yes.
Thanks, Ty, for the call tonight. This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733 is the number to call if you've got something on your mind.
You know Lumber Liquidators for having the best selection of flooring at the lowest prices. And right now, you can buy one floor and get 50% off another on their thickest and best Dream Home laminates. No games, no gimmicks, just huge savings off already ridiculously low prices. Plus, get great deals on pre-finished hardwood and Morningstar bamboo. So go to LumberLiquidators.com to find a store nearest you. Special financing is available. But hurry, this buy one, get one sale ends Tuesday, June 3rd.
Hi, everyone. I'm Chuck Woolery. After putting a few thousand couples together on Love Connection, you know that nothing kills romance faster than bad breath. Smart Mouth gets at the cause of bad breath without the burn, and you get clean breath for about 12 hours. Other mouthwashes only prevent bad breath for about an hour. Gum and mints, well, they just cover it up. Use Smart Mouth in the morning for great breath all day. Rinse in the evening for clean, kissable breath all night. You can even wake up without morning breath. Smart Mouth, for 12 hours of real clean breath. Look for the green box at your favorite store.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you're listening to the live Sunday night show with me, Stephanie,
and Brian,
and Mark.
Free Talk Live is a show where you can call about anything at 855-450-3733. We were going to talk about baby grenades, Mark, apparently, but we had a call from Ty about an abstract subject of, well, I mean, it wasn't really abstract. It just sometimes those discussions about the nature of reality and stuff can seem a little bit abstract, and sometimes they tend to lose people. So I didn't want to go on too long with it. But, you know, I think he wanted to get a different perspective because the three of us don't normally host the show every night. We're only here on the Sunday night show. And by the way, if you want to hear the rest of the 7 nights per week of Free Talk Live, you can just head over to archives.freetalklive.com. Hear almost every episode of Free Talk Live that's ever been made, going back at least to 2006. And check it out for yourself. But normally we have a different crew here on the rest of the nights.
Yeah, and Ian, the main host of the first chair of the show, he and I have sort of switched positions on this over the years. I used to be in the past the sort of new agey guy. I went to a church.
Were you a snag?
I don't know what that means.
A snag is a sensitive new age guy.
I don't know. I don't think I was ever sensitive.
Yeah,
right?
I was going to say, I could never see you being sensitive.
That's like the guy in the yoga class who gets all the chicks.
Yeah. But it works. I can tell you that.
It works.
It's a system that works. No, I mean, you know, what it was, this was an opportunity for me to look at and name sort of reality in a way that made sense to me at the time. And one thing that's very strange is I took some classes. Now, this particular sort of New Age stuff that I did was called New Thought. Anybody can look it up and find out what it's all about. But
oh, the New Thought movement.
Yeah.
Okay, so this has been around since
early. And so the idea is that you're
Ralph Waldo Emerson,
yep.
Wallace Wattles.
You are a piece of God. You have the powers of God. You claim those powers for yourself. You make the reality the way you wish it to be.
Well, isn't that a nice story?
It's an interesting story. The interesting part about this is that everything I tried with it, you know, sort of claimed for myself, worked. Now, that isn't proof of anything.
What do you, like, give me an example.
Monetary stuff. I mean, what do you think I asked for? I'm talking about Mark Edge here. Yeah. I asked for booty. I didn't ask for booty because I didn't need to. But, and money.
Part of this is like imagining that, you know, okay, when you get to the mall, the parking spot you want will be there. And so you just envision that, yes, that parking spot will be there. And when you get there, holy cow, it's there.
Yeah.
You know?
And that example was used on multiple occasions. Well, I'm much more interested in, you know, like, I want a month where I make, and at the time,
I think if you're invested in that, you can trick yourself into believing that, oh yeah, that was the part.
What's wrong with that? That's my point, right? Like, so, okay, I've tricked myself into making more money this month. Awesome. Let's trick myself into making more next month.
No, you've tricked yourself into believing that you made yourself, that you imbued yourself with the godlike power of getting more money. You know what I mean?
Well, I don't care what the reason is that I got
more money.
Yeah,
sure, you made more money. Good for you, right?
You know, I explored the New Thought movement, and I read quite a bit of the works. Thomas White, I think, is another popular one. There's quite a few, and a lot of modern people with The Secret and all that. And the part where it really just all fell, where I thought that it fell apart completely, was in that the instant that so you essentially create everything that's in front of you, you know, all of it. And so if the person that doesn't understand what error is, doesn't understand, and we have a history of people that didn't, you know, because science didn't understand oxygen until relatively recently. You have people today that still have no idea. Go to Brazil, you know, go to somewhere in South America. You're going to find plenty of tribes that have no idea what oxygen is, but somehow they breathe. You know, so to say that something only exists because you're aware of it, because these same people will tell you that, oh yeah, the Native Americans didn't see boats off the shore. You know, because they mm-hmm. didn't know what a boat was, so they couldn't possibly see it.
Now,
you know,
and I sat there in more than one of these classes and services and said, "Well, that's BS." The understanding that I came up with was that, you know, the sort of positive things that I, you know, thought of would work. But obviously, the rain. I love the Bible verse: "The rain falls on the just and the unjust."
Right.
Come on, we know the rain falls on the just and the unjust, mm-hmm. and that if you walk out into the street.
Is that almost like an Ayn Rand thing? Like you can evade reality, but you can't evade the consequences of reality?
Yeah, it's very much saying existence exists.
And the, you know, so What I thought is that surprises always come along, but that you might be able to change reality in some way or another, that you're a godlike being having a human experience or whatever that nonsense is. And I think that that has worked for me in my life in different ways, but it's morphed over time. And now I have pretty much everything I've ever wanted. I've got, you know, a job that pays me enough money for me to be reasonably happy. My car isn't breaking down all the time. I have a, you know, wonderful wife and a great child. And, you know, so I've gotten much more skeptical about the these things and their ability to deliver. When I was desperate for things to work for me, I cared much more about this stuff.
But did you ever did you ever let yourself admit that you experienced something that wasn't according to what you wanted and that you caused that? So for instance, did things ever not go your way and you didn't rationalize it? You said, yeah, but I didn't get what I wanted. That must have been my fault. I wasn't directing my godlike energy in the right way or whatever.
What I said to myself was the rain falls on the just and the unjust, and that I just have to, you know, whatever's gone wrong here, I have to climb out of this hole.
Yeah, I think most people, though, that study this stuff do what Stephanie just mentioned.
Maybe.
I think they think that way. Like, I mean, because that's one of the tenets of what they teach is that, oh, you stub your toe first thing in the morning, your whole day's shot. Because suddenly you wake up with pain, and so you're projecting these waves of pain onto the universe, and so your day is going to suck.
Any religious or spiritual system that requires another person to help you to navigate it is a scam.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a full-on scam. Now, let's consider that any kind of spiritual thought process you have is a lens you have created with which to view the reality. If that lens works for you, by all means, use that lens. If that lens harms you, then you should stop using that lens immediately. If you are less happy because of the lens through which you view, if your lens says this bad thing occurred to me because of something I did or whatever. In some cases, it's true.
What if you lose all your money by giving it to a guru or to the church?
Right. This bad thing has occurred to me.
Yeah.
It's because of your fault. Well, what if you end up in jail? Chances are good, or at least, you know, that you had some empowering role in ending up in jail, and you are the one that's responsible for that, nobody else. So.
Yeah. I don't know who else out there is like me, but personally, I feel much more comfortable being firmly connected to reality. Like, I like to walk around with my feet on the ground and know that, like, if I do something, this is going to happen because there's certain things that exist outside of me and outside of my perception. You
well,
know, like physics, right? I'm not talking about God. I'm talking about physics, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's some confusing messages out there. First off, I mean, one of the worst things to ever, you know, happen was for Max Planck and others to come up with quantum physics. That has literally ruined the rational mind of so many people because...
I disagree because, like, their quantum, like, the way that they explain quantum physics is something that probably not everyone has the technical background to understand. I think it's the bastardization of that. It's the misinterpretation of their quantum physics.
Yeah, I warn that people to just watch out. As soon as you hear the word quantum, even from a scientist, watch out.
All right, 855-450-3733. Reality, does it exist? Should I even ask that question? Maybe we should just talk about the baby grenades coming up here on Free Talk Live, the Sunday show.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night edition with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
We are really here, objectively provable. You can even call us and test it for yourself in an experimental hypothesis.
Yes,
empirically proving that we're here.
Dr. Murphy.
855-450-3733 is our phone number, or you can call us on Skype. Our Skype name is lrn.fm. Now, we've been teasing this story for a couple segments now, but we haven't gotten to it because your calls come first, of course. But, Mark, there's been a really tragic instance of police brutality, abuse involving a grenade thrown into a baby's crib in a home raid. Gone wrong. Can you tell us more about that?
So I've read three stories here.
And this is depressing, by the way. I just want to give everyone a warning before we start to talk about it. If you don't want to feel sad, you may want to turn off your radio.
Yep. And it's a sad situation.
And if
situation.
You turn off the radio, we still talk.
That's right.
We are objective.
So this happened near Atlanta. It is the main article is from WSB-TV. I have a couple of other articles. Things have changed since this occurred. It's been a few days now. What happened was at 3 a.m., a SWAT team decided that an individual was in a house. That individual was not in that house. But it didn't stop them.
It wouldn't be the first time they've gotten some information like that wrong.
Yeah. It didn't stop them from whipping a stun grenade or flashbang grenade through the window. That flashbang grenade landed in a crib, a portable crib, from a family that had had their house burned down in Wisconsin that was staying with relatives.
Oh, no.
So the baby in the flashbang grenade, this is the worst part, folks.
Talk about wrong place, wrong time.
If you can't handle it, stick your fingers in your ears for the next 5 seconds. That flashbang grenade landed right on the pillow, right in front of that baby's face, and went off. And it completely disfigured this 19-month-old child.
Oh.
He's in a medically induced coma at this point, or at least was upon the writing of this article, paralyzed, and he's just a big mess. So the paladins of truth and justice are going after, I have not been able to ascertain what the reason for this this particular warrant is, but it is a nonviolent crime. So
wow.
They're going after nonviolent people in a violent team? Way.
So it's a nonviolent crime, and a SWAT team gets called.
Always. So the guy,
the person they're looking for, isn't even in the house.
Well, he's on the run, and they thought that they could find him there or whatever. So anyway, this poor child. Now this flashbang grenade went off and blew the hole out of this portable crib. There's a 2 foot wide gaping hole in this thing.
And I can't even imagine.
It went off. What it did to this child. The pictures are terrible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, a flashbang grenade is supposed to disorient people in a room. But
in a room.
This still, these things still explode. And so if anything's nearby, it's going to, there's effects.
They set houses on fire with these things sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, so this is it's a terrible situation. And, I can go into the specifics here. It's really upsetting, the reaction. What I want to read here is the reaction from Reason.com. There's an update to the story of the SWAT team that threw a flashbang grenade while executing a no-knock warrant that severely burned a 19-month-old baby. Habersham County Sheriff Joey Terrell says the deputies involved are devastated and that they've been called baby killers and received threats. All I can say is pray for that baby, his family, and for us. This sheriff, whatever it's going to do, it shows the incredible hubris.
Oh, yeah.
This sheriff wants you to pray for the deputies that threw the grenade in on this child. They didn't say...
And that they're devastated?
Yeah.
Really? How does the family feel?
Right.
I mean, how does the victim feel?
Well, they're
the ones who threw the grenade.
They want you to pray for the family, too. But who came on whose property and we are, some people with some silly costumes on, whipping explosives through people's window, blowing up in their babies' faces, and then asking for your prayers. What is wrong with these people?
Oh, yeah. And the sad thing is, probably a lot of people will hear that and identify with the cops and say, "Oh yeah, they're just trying to."
This is ridiculous.
Serving and protecting us.
These are munitions that domestic teams, domestic forces used to not have access to. I don't, flashbangs were not used by the FBI. I dare say until the aughts.
It like a military thing? Did they use them?
It's not new, but I mean, this is relatively new, and it was mainly only used. I mean, just picture this, like the people talk about this all the time, but the militarization of the police.
Yeah, I'm picturing
this is a real case of this. It's like, wait a minute, these are Americans. Why are we using such excessive force, criminal or not? What the hell are you doing? This scary. I hate that.
It is very scary. And we do have a couple of calls on the line. So let's talk to Tim. He's got a comment on this situation listening in South Carolina. Hi, Tim. You're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind? Tim in South Carolina, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
I hear. Yeah.
Yeah. Hi, Tim. What's on your mind?
Okay. Oh, my cell phone. Okay. First
you know, if you could just talk a little more directly into the phone, your volume's kind of low.
Okay.
That's
so much better.
Okay now?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. I will say regarding the alternate reality thing. I see what you're saying. That can be out of control because I think the word y'all looking for is convoluted logic. Because it's the argument is so silly that this becomes circular logic or convoluted logic where doesn't make any sense at all. And
yeah, you know, it doesn't make sense to me.
Now I'm going, you know, the flash grenade situation in Atlanta.
Yeah.
You know, when this country's going to realize that these police departments cost cities millions of dollars when you have dumb police officers, you know. And, go ahead.
Yeah, they are expensive. Even if the fact is that you really got to wonder what's the revenue generation for police officers. And if you're talking about it being tickets, it's a lot easier to have a robot on the side of the road, one of these speed trap things, than it is to have a police officer that are paying, I don't know, between $30,000 and $50,000 a year, plus $20,000 and $30,000 a year in benefits and whatever they get in overtime.
But
they're
if
expensive.
The speed limit was enforced universally, then don't you think people would? Like, find a way to avoid that, you know, like they would go under the speed limit and they wouldn't have any revenue.
Yeah, that's true. But I don't stand. I don't stand where the this seems to be a trend across the nation where our police departments seem to be like just like mindless, you know, like, you know, they don't really check or investigate, you know, they take action first and then they worry about the consequences later on.
Yeah, it really does seem like that.
But they don't have consequences. I mean, you know, what's liable to happen in this situation?
That might be the problem. There's no consequences.
That's how people act that have no consequences.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
You're right. Because I did 4 years in the military, and I never on the base ever heard of military police officers doing stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? The stuff civilian cops do, I never heard them doing. I mean, you know, maybe in Iraq.
Yeah.
No consequences in Iraq, you know. But
yeah.
I never heard them doing.
I suppose.
You know. In the U.S., you know, it never happens on the base in the U.S.
Yeah, even if they did get sued or something by this family and they were sued successfully, it would just be the people in the town that would have to put up the money to pay out to the victims. So the individuals who actually did the action aren't really responsible for, or they're not paying the consequences of what they did.
Exactly.
Thank you, Tim, for the call tonight. I appreciate your thoughts. And we've got Pizza Guy on the line, listening in Fargo, North Dakota. Hey, Pizza Guy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I wanted to bring up the concept of transgender and transsexuality.
Okay.
I have a younger sister. Well, it's not quite my sister. She's my cousin. I grew up with a man. Now I'm not getting that. Anyway, she decided with the help of a therapist, she was like, 13, that deep down inside she's really a man, and so then she insists that we use the he pronoun, which I was always kind of against.
Hold on, let me make this clear. The male pronoun or some other pronoun?
The male pronoun.
Okay. Because there's a bunch of them out there, these sort of non-gendered pronouns.
Oh, yeah,
Yeah. It's confusing.
Pizza Guy, if you wouldn't mind, hold the line. We'll talk about this further in moments here on the Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. You've got something you want to talk about. You can call us at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. What if humans found a habitable planet, set up housekeeping, and then got left alone by Earth and its big government? Well, that happened in Freehold, Michael Z. Williamson's seminal work. Now available for the first time in a signed, limited hardback edition. Other books in this series are also available in paperback. I cannot recommend a modern fiction work more highly than Freehold. Earth might have left Freehold alone, but it doesn't stay that way. It's war. Get your copy right now at all major booksellers and shop.freetalklive.com.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes 4 number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and 2 cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get 1 case for only $1.79. 2 cases for only $3.99. $355 or get three cases for only $515 and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You are listening to Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday night show with Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And 855-450-3733 is our phone number here tonight. If you've got something you want to bring up with us, we were talking to Pizza Guy. I think we're going to bring him right back on the line. Pizza Guy, you wanted to talk about transgender, your cousin who is transgendered, right?
Yep. Yeah, well, you know, I was thinking over the break exactly how to kind of sum it up, because I have a lot of kind of disparate thoughts on the subject, and I don't want to come off kind of the wrong way. I guess if you really are, if you're truly, like, what does it mean to be trans meaning beyond or past, right? If you're really beyond the gender.
No, in that sense, trans means, like, not the same. In that sense, like, so there's cis and trans, and those are, I think, Latin or Greek words that cis means same, trans means opposite, and they're used in chemistry to describe, like, two things that are facing away from each other or facing the same direction. Anyway, if you're transgendered, you know, my understanding of the term is that it means you, the way that you identify in your mind is different than your physical body. So you have a male body, but you feel like you more identify as a woman, or vice versa. Whereas someone who's cisgender would be, I'm a female and I also have a female body.
I don't know. I don't know. I guess maybe the whole thing just doesn't make sense to me because it's so collectivist, right? So, like, either you are part of a group or you're not. If you're trying to stand up and say, no, I'm an individual, I'm not defined by the group I was born into, cool, right? And that's cool, and I'm all about that, and so, like, that's cool.
But, like, then if you want to turn around and say, I'm not a part of that group, I'm an individual, I'm a part of this other group, to me it just it seems so cross-purpose. And I'm just looking for a perspective on that.
I understand what you're saying, but...
Well, I do. Let me see if I can go with this. I get told on a relatively regular basis, women are really no different than men, except for the parts. And...
I'm going to bring the same thing up, Mark. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm told that there are people in this world that are women trapped in men's bodies.
Mm-hmm. So if they're no different, then how does that square?
If you don't have the parts, you don't have the parts. Exactly how can you be a woman trapped in a different person? Like, exactly what does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. And the fact is that what I've decided is that this is just none of my business. That I am best off and best served in this life by ignoring this and going with whatever pronoun people want to have for themselves. Because at one point I was defending the language. I stand here for the language English. She will not budge. But then I realized that the language really is about serving us, not us serving the language. I don't need to vigilantly protect the language. And once I was able to realize that we use language to describe things, then, okay, I can let that go. And then I did, and that's fine. And so now I'm fine with it.
Mm-hmm. It sounded like, Pizza Guy, you were saying you felt a little annoyed about having to switch, or that your cousin requested that you switch to calling him a him instead of a her. Pizza Guy, did we lose you?
Yeah, nope, I'm still here. I don't know. In some ways, I feel like I'm just an offensive contrarian. I always just try to coach.
That's what I am.
Yeah, the most defensive, the most conflict-oriented opinion there is. You know, that's why even though I'm more or less an anarchist, I find myself defending Nazi Germany and slavery from time to time. Like,
I'm offended by your use of anarchist.
Exactly. Well, exactly, right? And so, yeah, I guess, why does this stick in my craw? I guess, I don't know if... It sticks in my craw for the reasons I've said, or if it just sticks in my craw because I want it to stick in my craw.
Here's what worries me. I oftentimes, I've known a few transgendered people, throughout my life, and there's been a percentage of them that I've wondered about their mental health generally. Mm-hmm. Not specifically about the transgender thing, but generally. And what I would think would be really terrible would be to, surgically alter your parts and then realize, I don't really want my parts surgically altered, to take hormones or whatever.
But you know what else would be really terrible? To look at your body every day and feel like this is just so wrong.
Yeah.
Like, I shouldn't be in here.
And that's what this gender dysphoria thing is about. Somehow you looking at yourself, you don't.
It doesn't feel right.
It doesn't look right. And I can only imagine, I look at myself, I see something amazing.
And
they don't, right?
You know what else would be really terrible? Like if you tried to go into the bathroom, like if you have a male body, but you really genuinely feel like you are a woman and you feel more comfortable using the women's bathroom, but
how
you can't
could you
go
feel
in
more
there?
Comfortable using the women's bathroom, though, if you haven't used
because
it?
Because you feel like you are a woman.
Yes, but if you grew up in the man's body, you were going into the men's bathrooms the whole time.
Let's make it simple. Which bathroom do you go into?
I guess you go in the one you've always been going into. If you're a little shy, go into a stall, close the door.
If you're agonizing about which bathroom to go into and dozens of other things all day, people call you tranny and all kinds of stuff like that. I mean, I could imagine how, perhaps you may not be in optimal mental health just because you're dealing with so many insults on a daily basis.
I think separating the bathrooms is just like how there used to be a white fountain and a colors-only fountain. It's just like that, but with the bathrooms. It's all about collectivism. I truly feel like this whole gender thing is overblown. And some people have parts that are attracted to other parts, and we should be focused on that. But as far as, like, which bathrooms we go to, what's the difference of gender and race? Why does it matter?
Well, I think there is sort of an idea that there is some amount of sexual assault that occurs in mixed bathrooms or whatever. I would actually prefer if bathrooms were just a single stall and anyone could go in. That's probably my preference, but...
Guess what? There's a certain amount of physical assault that happens in mixed schools. Does that mean we should bring back segregation?
I'm not necessarily supporting that argument, but that's just what I understand it to be, So
yeah,
But I mean, pizza guy, don't you think, like, if your cousin is really, like, struggling with his gender, you know, and every day feels terrible about it, like, compared to what he's going through, is it really, like, that big of a deal to call him by the name that he prefers?
You know, I'd feel better if people used different words and different language for me. In a very real way, it bothers me that you're trying to individualize yourself by associating with another collective. Like, we're all individuals. We all suffer. Life sucks. Do you think I like when I look down at my big hairy gut? I'm a 250-pound Jew. I don't like that, right? And I feel terrible in it every day. But, like, I don't ask people to, you know, I'm trans obese. You know, I don't do things like that. You know, even though I inside I feel like a rock star, you know, and am I being insensitive? I don't know. I kind of feel like there comes a time when there's a line between I'm discriminated against and I'm part of a special, you know, minority, disabled, suffering class, and life just sucks. You know what I mean? Like, there's a line between there,
yeah.
And I think
I see what you're saying, man. That there are lots of people nowadays who are rejecting the gender binary in a big way. And
they want to talk about it. And sometimes they want to talk about it with people that don't want to talk about it. And I think that that's what it's sort of what I hear coming from Pizza Guy here is that, look, sometimes I just don't want to have this discussion. You know, it's just like, it's exhausting for me. I've got this gender thing worked out for myself. Why don't you go over there and work it out for yourself? Do you have to talk to me about it? And that, I get why some people feel like, hey, well, I'm educating the world on this. There's danger out here for people like me. I get that. And on the other side, I also understand where people are like, you know, I just don't have the energy and the time in my day to keep on having these conversations.
There's nothing more collectivizing than language.
It has to be, right?
It's a collective concept.
It has to be. Either that or I don't understand the words you're saying.
Any other thoughts, Pizza Guy?
Well, in another way, I almost feel like, I mean, sexuality is a big, I mean, sexuality is it. You know, I mean, like, that's how humans make more humans, right? So, like, in general, and there's dysfunctions in part of that, nothing, you know, life isn't clean, it's messy, whatever. But like, for the most part, you've got people with one set of parts seeking out people of other sets of parts. And I really feel, and again, I'm a real open kind of guy, but if I take an honest thought about it, I feel like any kind of misrepresentation, intentional misrepresentation of your gender, almost constitutes fraud. And I don't mean that to, like, try to pin people down, but, like, you know, if you're a dude and you're a straight dude and you bring home another dude, like, that's kind of not cool that didn't, like, point that out, right?
Wow, you said something kind of controversial. I think we'll have to leave it there. This is Free Talk Live. Thanks for the call, Pizza Guy. I don't know about fraud, but what do you think? 855-450-3733.
Imagine a world in which out-of-control governments monitor every action of every person. Wait, that's today's world. But it's still possible to take control of your own life and your own identity. Start building a new world. Visit mapgate.info and learn basic reasoning skills. Earn pseudonymous academic credentials. That is, earn cryptographic proof that the owner of your Bitcoin address learned these skills. Apply for jobs online using your Bitcoin address instead of your name. Take control of your future. Visit mapgate.info.
Yes, it's the Central Scrutinizer. I steal your labor by force through taxation.
My job is to spy on you and keep you from hearing things like the Freedom Fiends. I especially
do not want you to
torrent
Freedom Fiends episodes to keep them drone-proof. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com
and click on the torrent
link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to
freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link
and learn how to torrent Fiends archives.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and I've got news for you. In 2009, a team of doctors won the Nobel Prize in Physiology for discovering that the ends of chromosomes are protected by coverings called telomeres that control cellular aging. Immortalium nutritionally helps extend the lifespan of telomeres and is the most advanced anti-aging supplement to date. Healthy cell growth depends on healthy chromosomes, and healthy chromosomes depend on telomeres. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.